May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Some research was done in Cambridge a few years ago, which reclaimed some tradition of intelligence for sheep. Because research was done here in this university that said that sheep, unlike some other domestic animals, do voice and face recognition of human beings. So what we read in the Gospel has been underlined by scientists' discovery sheep aren't quite as stupid as we thought. And sheep in fact can remember human voices and human faces up to 2 years having last heard that voice or seen that face. And we come together today to celebrate that we, as God's sheep, have shepherds. And in particular, we've come to celebrate that Father Stephen has been called to be the shepherd in this place. And it's really good to be able to say that Father Stephen doesn't look like a robber or a thief, and certainly doesn't behave like one, that Father Stephen is here as your pastor and your priest. And in the years that he has been here as the priest in charge, we have seen very positive, building on all the traditions of the past at St. Botolph's, and all sorts of attempts being made to ensure that the extraordinary footfall past St. Botolph's every day, not just of students and residents of the city, but of so many visitors, that footfall is properly engaged with, so that people find here in St. Botolph's a place of calm and peace, of welcome and holiness. And Father, you've done a great deal with God's people here to make that happen. Another thing to say about Father Stephen, of course, there were many things we can say about Father Stephen. My own chaplain is here, being disloyal to Hannah, to say that I think, Father, you would have made a very good bishop's chaplain. Because if anything you ever want in church, Father Stephen has it. The right clothes, the right accoutrements, everything set and ready for the altar. I can't believe the transformation of the parish room into a decent vestry and sacristy. A hugely more welcoming space. I've always had this idea of you, Father, that if you had your Gladstone bag and I asked for an aspidistra, it would be produced. But we've come most particularly to celebrate the ministry of this parish. Geographically small, but I say prominent in the life of our city, to celebrate the patronage of the Queen's College and in support of the parish, and to celebrate the message provided by Jesus himself as the Good Shepherd in our reading from the Gospel today. We celebrate that all shepherds, all priests who are called to be shepherds, are derived from the one shepherd, the Good Shepherd. And Jesus takes this title for himself as one of the many powerful I Am sayings which are recorded in the Gospel of John. Some commentators on the Gospel have said that Jesus may have modelled his whole life of ministry on his own human and divine reflection on Psalm 23, as the shepherd who brings people to green pastures, to lie beside still waters, and to come to a joyful future in which the cup runneth over with love and mercy and forgiveness and transformation. And every shepherd, like Father Stephen, is called, like Jesus himself as our model, to be one who knows the sheep and who is known by them. Pope Francis said some years ago at the prison mass at St. Peter's in Rome to the gathered priests, he said, you pastors need to be close enough to your sheep to know what they smell like. Now, I don't imagine that Father Addison is sniffing as you leave church on a Sunday after the Eucharist. But there's something about being known and knowing in the way in which Jesus knows us. To be known in the fullness of ourselves. And that includes being known by the by our particular perfume, being known by to be recognised by our walk. I mean the best view of me is of course this one. and to be known, but to be truly known by our spiritual mothers and fathers. And that means that Father Stephen and all priests are called to be those who are provide a doorway. Jesus himself is the door, but through his prayers and his intercession on all of your behalf, on behalf of everybody who passes, comes through and those doors and passes by them, by that intercession and by offering all of you up at the altar in the Holy Communion, Father Stephen is always pushing at that door, both for himself and for all of you. And also, if you go to Palestine, you can still see, out in the desert areas, with Berbers looking after their flocks, you see stone circles and places where the sheep can be put up in at night to avoid beasts. Bearing in mind, of course, in the first century, there were still lions in the deserts in Palestine. And very often there would be no door to the sheepfold itself unopened. And the good shepherd was the person who would lie across the doorway through the night, putting his own life on the line for the safety of the sheep. And that's what you understand, I'm sure, that you've been called to be, the person who lies in the gap, who is prepared to take risks for the safety of the sheep, to be someone who is called by God to take full responsibility for the life of the community, encouraging lay people to take their full part as mission disciples in the life of the church for the transformation of the world. But most of all of us as Christians, Stephen and all of us are called together to be those who live to receive even more abundant life from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. That we're called to be those, according to our Diocesan strategy, to be those who are fully alive in Christ. St. Irenaeus in the second century. Well, we know written about heretics from St. Irenaeus, but more importantly and positively, we know his most famous aphorism, that the glory of God is a human being fully alive, and the glory of humanity is the contemplation of God. And we pray that in this Eucharist, we are called into that contemplation, that as we come to receive the Holy Communion, we are people who witness in our own hearts, in the eye of our hearts, the tearing aside of the veil that separates us from heaven and all those whom we love have gone before us, including all those whom Father Stephen loves but sees no longer. And we pray that we may know that we are called to be fully alive, to be ever more of ourselves, according to the stature of Christ. And for as long as Father Stephen is serving you, that is his calling to encourage and to teach all of us how to live that abundant life, and always in and through our Saviour Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.